This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's premier mushroom products now available through Harris Farm Stores. Link at the bottom of the article. Kiwi vegetable growers to harness geothermal energy for sustainable greenhouse heating. New Zealand's vegetable producers are set to embrace geothermal energy, potentially transforming greenhouse and vertical farming operations, moving away from fossil fuels towards a greener, more sustainable future. A collaborative initiative involving GNS Science, GeoExchange NZ, Vegetables NZ and Tomatoes NZ is developing a web-based tool to simplify the transition to sustainable greenhouse heating. Geothermal energy, a renewable and low-emission resource, offers a consistent and efficient heating solution. Although geothermal heating is common in countries like Turkey and Iceland, New Zealand's adoption has been limited, despite its significant geothermal activity in areas such as Rotorua. This untapped potential makes the new tool particularly timely. The use of geothermal heat in greenhouses is common overseas, but not in New Zealand, which is ironic given how obvious this form of energy is in places like Rotorua, says Vegetables NZ Chief Executive Anthony Haywood. This tool will help Kiwi greenhouse growers make the switch by translating complex geothermal subsurface data into a user-friendly resource tailored for the industry. International examples highlight geothermal energy's potential in agriculture. Iceland, for instance, utilizes geothermal resources to power greenhouses in Veragerdi, enabling the year-round cultivation of vegetables like tomatoes and cucumbers, even bananas, despite harsh winters and limited daylight. This practice has bolstered Iceland's food security, reduced reliance on imports, and minimized food transportation emissions. The web-based tool under development will provide growers in New Zealand with detailed data on geothermal resource availability in the Auckland, Waikato, and Bay of Plenty regions. It will also include engineering insights on integrating geothermal systems and economic comparisons with traditional energy sources. This initiative, supported by the Sustainable Food and Fibre Futures Fund, aims to decarbonize the covered cropping industry by March 2026. By adopting geothermal heating, New Zealand growers can significantly reduce emissions, improve energy efficiency, and enhance economic resilience against volatile energy costs. Following Iceland's example, this move could position New Zealand as a leader in sustainable agriculture, ensuring a greener and more secure future for the industry. Editors. Note, growing up in Rotorua, New Zealand in the 60s, mushrooms were grown using geothermal warmth in an area near Wakarewarawa. It subsequently closed after an outbreak of fungus.